The French existentialist writer Simone de Beauvoir famously declares in her book The Second Sex that a woman isn't born a woman. Rather, she becomes one. She means by this that there is no way women have to be, no given femininity, no ideal to which all women should conform. There's biology, of course, and as a result, women's experiences tend to be very different from men's. But what it is to be a woman is, she believes, socially constructed, and largely by males at that. It is through other people's expectations and assumptions that a woman becomes feminine. Women, de Beauvoir argues, are expected to strive after beauty, a beauty that has been defined by men's view of what they would like women to be, a view that often denies their capacity for action and thought. There have been different ideals of feminine beauty at different times and different places, but the constant throughout history is that women have been encouraged to be passive objects, their bodies emphasized and displayed. Women are supposed to use artifice to make themselves ornamental, or as de Beauvoir saw it, disguise more animal aspects of their body, which men found unacceptable. Women's clothes and shoes frequently constrain their movement. Their beauty regimes take over their lives and drain their finances. They're controlled by other people's visions of what they should look like and how they should live. For young women in particular, the pressure to become an object to the male gaze, to be conventionally beautiful, to diet, to worry about makeup and jewelry, is intense. But it is still, according to de Beauvoir, resistible. True to her existentialism, she believes that women are fundamentally free to reject male stereotypes of beauty and sexual attractiveness, and to become more equal as a result.